Imagine you're fighting a hydra. You know, the beast from Greek mythology. You cut off one head and two more grow in its place. In February 2024, the Supreme Court of India swung the sword of justice. They struck down the electoral bonds scheme. They called it unconstitutional. They said it violated your right to know who is funding the people who run your country. For a moment, it felt like a victory for transparency. We thought the era of unlimited, anonymous corporate cash funneling into political coffers was over. But money is like water. It doesn't stop flowing. It just finds a new crack in the pavement. Fast forward to 2024-2025 financial year. The bonds are dead, but in their wake, an older dormant beast has woken up. Now they call this electoral trusts. And in just 1 year, the money flowing through them hasn't trickled. It has flooded. I'm talking about thousands of crores moving from boardrooms to party headquarters, often just days or weeks after massive government subsidies were approved. Today on my show, Nelson John 360, we are not just looking at numbers. We are connecting the dots. We're looking at why a company under investigation by the ED suddenly writes a massive check to the ruling party. We're looking at why a semiconductor giant gets a 44,000 crore rupees subsidy and immediately becomes the biggest political donor. The bonds are gone, but the quid pro quo, that is very much alive.
You're listening to Nelson John 360. Nelson John 360.
Hello and welcome back to Nelson John 360. And I'm your host, Nelson John. I know it's been about a week since I last posted an episode, but hey, thank you for joining me here again. All right, onto our story today. Let's set the scene. To understand what happened in 2024, we have to look back at 2013. The UPA2 government introduced the Electoral Trust Scheme on January 31st, 2013. The idea was, well, simple. A company, let's call it Company A, wants to donate to a political party but doesn't want to do it directly. Maybe they don't want the administrative headache, or maybe they want a layer of separation. So they give the money to a trust. Now, this trust is a non-profit company registered under Section 8 of the Companies Act. The trust pools money from various companies, Company A, Company B, Company C, and then distributes that money to political parties. Now, here is the key difference between the trusts and the now banned electoral bonds. The bonds were designed for anonymity. You bought a bond, gave it to a party, and the public never knew. Trusts, on the other hand, legally, are different. They are transparent. They have to report to the Election Commission of India. They have to tell the taxman who gave them the money and who they gave it to. For years, nobody cared about trusts. Why would you use a transparent channel when you had the anonymous electoral bonds? In the financial year 2023-24, only five trusts were active, reporting a total about 1,218 crore rupees. But then, you know what? The Supreme Court's verdict hit in February 2024. The opaque window closed, and suddenly the transparent door was kicked wide open. In 2024-25, the number of active trusts nearly doubled to 9. The total contributions surged to 3,811 crore rupees. But here is the headline statistic that defines the political reality of India today. Out of that 3,811 crore rupees funneled through these trusts, 82% of it, that's about 3,157 crore rupees, went to just one party, the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP. And when you look at the total pot, combining direct donations and trust money, the BJP collected over 6,000 crore rupees in 2024-25. Now let's put that in perspective. Their primary rival, the Indian National Congress, INC, received roughly 517 crore rupees. That's a 12 to 1 ratio. For every 1 rupee the opposition had to fight the election, the ruling party had 12. So, who is writing these checks? And more importantly, why? Now, before we name names, and we'll name names, of course, you'll need to understand how these trusts function. It's a clever mechanism. Under the law, an electoral trust must donate 95% of the contributions it receives in a financial year to registered political parties. They keep 5% for administrative expenses. They can't use the money for anything else. So if Trust X receives 100 crore rupees from, say, let's say a builder, it must pass 95 crore rupees to political parties. Now, who runs these trusts? They aren't government bodies. They are set up by corporate groups. In 2024-25, three major trusts, they controlled over 98% of the flow. Let me name them for you. One, Prudent Electoral Trust. Now, this is a whale, formerly known as Satya Electoral Trust. It's historically linked to the Bharti Airtel Group, but it accepts money from everyone. They handled a staggering 2,668 crore rupees. The second one is Progressive Electoral Trust. This is the Tata Group's vehicle. They handled 915 crore rupees. The third, New Democratic Electoral Trust. Now, this is backed by the Mahindra Group. They handled 160 crore rupees. While the mechanisms is transparent, meaning if you dig through the filings, you can see the donor names. It still acts as a buffer. It allows companies to say, we don't donate to BJP directly, we donate to a trust. But when that trust gives 81% or say 83% of its corpus to the BJP, the distinction is purely academic. Let's peel back the layers and look at the specific companies using these trusts. Because when you match the donation dates with government approvals, the picture gets very interesting. The most explosive angle in the 2024-25 data is the semiconductor connection. Now, India is pushing hard to become a chip manufacturing hub, right? We've got the government handing out massive incentives. Production-linked incentives, that is PLI, where the state effectively pays half for your factory. Now, that's great for the economy, sure. But let's look at the timeline as case studies. In case study one, the Tata Group, all right? The Progressive Electoral Trust is funded almost entirely by Tata Group companies. For years, they weren't the biggest players in the donation game. But in 2024-25, they donated 915 crore rupees to the trust. Where did it go? The trust donated 757 crore rupees to the BJP. Now, let's look at the calendar. In February 2024, the Union Cabinet approved a massive proposal for Tata Electronics to set up two semiconductor units. One in Dholera, Gujarat, and one in Assam. The government subsidy for these projects is estimated at a colossal 44,203 crore rupees. Just weeks later, in April 2024, the Tata-controlled trust transferred that 757 crore rupees to the BJP. To be clear, this is legal, but it raises a question of correlation, right? A 44,000 crore rupee subsidy is approved, and a 757 crore rupee donation follows immediately. It is a return on investment that any lobbyist would dream of. Here's our second case study. It's with Cane's Technology. This one is even more specific. Cane's Technology is a Mysore-based electronics manufacturer. Its founder, Ramesh Kunnikannan, and the company together contributed 28 crore rupees to the BJP. Now, here's the backstory. Cane's initially broke ground for a massive facility in Kongara Kalan near Hyderabad, Telangana. Everything was set out, but then things changed. In September 2024, the project was suddenly relocated to Sanand, Gujarat. Why the move? Well, the union government approved a subsidy of ₹1,653 crore rupees, covering 50% of the project cost. On top of that, the Gujarat state government added subsidies worth over 700 crore rupees. So you see, you have a company shifting states, receiving over 2,300 crore rupees in taxpayer-funded subsidies, and simultaneously donating 28 crore rupees to the ruling party. The pattern is really hard to ignore. Subsidy out, donation in. Now, let's shift gears. If the semiconductor giants are donating for growth, other companies might be donating for survival. We've seen a disturbing trend where companies under the scanner of central agencies like the Enforcement Directorate, Income Tax Department, or the CBI, they suddenly become very generous donors. On to another case study, the Hero Group. An absolute household name, right? Hero Group. But recently, they've been under the radar of multiple enforcement agencies. The ED and IT department have been probing them for alleged financial irregularities. Despite this pressure, or perhaps because of it, Hero Group entities made substantial donations to the BJP in 2024-25. Let me break it down here for you. Hero Enterprises Partner Ventures donated 30 crore rupees. Global IV Ventures LLP gave 35 crore rupees. Hero FinCorp gave 8.5 crore rupees. IV Icon Solution gave 5 crore rupees. Now that's over 78 crore rupees, flowing to the ruling party from a group actively being investigated by agencies that report directly to the ruling party's government. Now, you tell me, is this a donation or is it an insurance premium? In the world of compliance, the line is often blurry. Let me give you another case study. Modern Role Makers Private Limited. So this is the engineering arm of IRB Group, a major infrastructure player based out of Mumbai. So in 2015, the CBI raided their premises in a land grabbing and forgery case. The heat has been on and off for years. In 2024-2025, Modern Road Makers donated 52.15 crore rupees directly to the BJP. Over the last decade, IRB and its subsidiaries have donated at least 84 crore rupees to the party. So when you're in the business of building roads, it requires government contracts. And you are facing agency heat. A donation is rarely just an act of charity. It's a business expense. We have to talk about the Prudent Electoral Trust. If you want to understand the scale of political funding in India, look at Prudent. They are the Amazon of political donations. In year 24-25, they collected 2,668 crore rupees. 81% of that, 2,180 crore rupees, went to the BJP. The Congress, they got less than 10%, just about 216 crore rupees. Who's filling Prudent's coffers now? It's a who's who of corporate India. Mega Engineering. Remember that name? Last year, they were the top donor via electoral bonds, 584 crore rupees. With bonds gone, did they stop? No, they did not. They just switched lanes. Mega Engineering contributed 175 crore rupees to Prudent, and their MD, P.V. Krishna Reddy, added another 145 crore rupees. That is 320 crore rupees from one infrastructure group. Here's a little context. Mega Engineering is building massive projects across India, including the controversial Kaleshwaram project. They're arguably the biggest cash cow for political parties right now. Another one here is L&T via Elevated Avenue Realty. A subsidiary of the construction giant L&T donated 500 crore rupees to Prudent. We've got DLF, the real estate giant. They gave 100 crore rupees. The Jindal Group, 167 crore rupees. Torrent Group, the power and pharma giant, they gave about 98.5 crore rupees. You know, Torrent is an interesting one. Let me tell you why. They have massive power projects in Gujarat and UP. They recently signed a huge LNG deal with a Japanese firm. Their chairman emeritus is known to be close to the prime minister. Their donation path is steady, reliable, and heavily tilted towards the ruling dispensation. The timing of these donations is also crucial. Prudent transferred 1,798 crore rupees to the BJP in just 2 months, April and May 2024, right in the middle of the general elections. While you were queuing up to vote, corporate India was wiring nearly 2,000 crore rupees to the incumbent government via this single trust. Now, we often think of pharma as a science business, but in India, it's a highly regulated political business. Drug approvals, price caps, factory inspections. So the government holds the key to everything. So naturally, you see pharma's pay up. I'm talking about Serum Institute of India, the makers of Covishield. They didn't even bother with a trust. They simply donated 100 crore rupees directly to the BJP. Emcure Pharmaceuticals, based in Pune, they donated 15 crore rupees directly. This is shortly after their R&D center was inaugurated by Gujarat ministers. Dr. Reddy's Laboratories, 35 crore rupees via Prudent. Hetero Labs, 45 crore rupees. Aurobindo Pharma, 35 crore rupees. Now, if you look at this list, almost every major generic drug maker and vaccine producer is on the donor list. When you consider the regulatory scrutiny Indian pharma faces from the US FDA and domestic regulators, having the government on your side isn't a luxury. It becomes, I would say, a necessity. So where does this leave us? The Supreme Court killed the electoral bonds to bring transparency. And to be fair, we have transparency now. Because of which, I can sit here and tell you how much the Tatas, Mahindras, and Mega Engineering gave, because the electoral trusts have to file these reports. But transparency has revealed a terrifying reality. The playing field is not level. It isn't even the same sport. When one party gets 6,000 crore rupees and the main opposition just gets 500 crore rupees, democracy starts to look less like a contest of ideas and more like a contest of resources. The BJP secured 82% of all trust funds. We are seeing a system where subsidy recipients kick back a portion of their taxpayer-funded windfall to the ruling party. Agency targets pay what looks suspiciously like protection money. Regulated industries, the pharma, telecom infrastructure, they pay a license to operate fee. The electoral system, while being transparent, has become a funnel that consolidates corporate wealth into a single political force. The companies have adapted. The Hydra has grown its head back. The question for us today as voters is simple. If a company pays 700 crore rupees to a party immediately after getting a 40,000 crore rupee contract from the government, who is actually paying that donation? The answer is, you are. It's your tax money. It's the subsidy you funded. It is the inflated cost of the road you drive on. The corporate donor is just the middleman. Well, don't just take my word for it. The data is public, but it's often buried in boring PDFs. Here's what you can do, and this is what I did. go to the Election Commission of India's website. Look for the Contribution Reports section. You can download the annual audit reports for these electoral trusts, Prudent, Progressive, New Democratic. Search for the companies you buy from. Search for the builders constructing your apartment. See who are they paying. Democracy dies in darkness, they say. But it also dies in plain sight if you are too lazy to look at the receipts. If you found value in today's deep dive, help us turn up the volume. Follow Nelson John 360 on your podcast app. And if you have a second, do leave me a rating. It helps get these stories to more people who need to hear them. Thank you for listening and being part of this community. I'm your host, Nelson John, signing off.